you were in the Philippines when this happened. By the time you got back Monday, Jeb was on the phone to you. That's your version from your book. Nothing I got from Jeb Magruder, but frankly, that's what you wrote. I don't know why the hell he's calling you. I'm the foggiest idea why he's calling you.
I was over in that meeting with Mitchell's office.
Ed Gurney says to Magruder at one point, I understand what you're doing there. I understand what Liddy's doing there. I even understand what Mitchell's doing there. What the hell is Dean doing there? At that meeting.
I never understood that either. I want to tell you.
And what was Magruder's answer? Magruder's answer is, under oath, he was there because he was part of it. That's Magruder's answer under oath.
Okay.
And I'm saying, part of what? Mitchell's sitting there, he's saying to me, Len, I sat there, we're not talking about charts now, we're talking about the meeting, the first meeting with Liddy, where both of you agree intelligence was never mentioned. But you agree to that, Mitchell agrees to that, Liddy agrees to that.
I can't tell you why Magruder called me. I think Magruder had some perception that I was... Everybody seems to, you're saying, think that John was in the middle of intelligence, and John is the last to learn this.
Well, but the problem is every time you go to corroborate it, you're able to corroborate it by a second person. And your answer to that is that the second person has an axe to grind just like the first person had an axe to grind, even though they may have never talked to each other in 15 years.